came as officials predict levels at Lake Mead, the largest U.S. reservoir, will plummet even further than they have. That river serving 40 million people in the U.S. West and northern Mexico. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 330 points, and the Nasdaq is up 26. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Democratic Party has replaced Sabrina Martin with Monica Arrington. Arrington's name will be on the ballot in November as Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Arrington is an attorney at the law offices of Arrington and Arrington. Sabrina Martin had her nomination for judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. The CDC has set new COVID-19 guidance for schools as well as the public. People who are exposed to COVID-19 no longer need to quarantine regardless of vaccination status. They should wear a mask for 10 days when in indoor public places and get tested at least 5 days after exposure. If they are symptomatic, they should get tested sooner. Two schools in the area will hold ribbon cuttings today. Realtown Elementary is holding a ribbon cutting for its new campus, and Elmore County Schools is holding a ribbon cutting for the new Redland Middle School. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hanging out with Sky Mosley.
At your service.
Who is attempting to keep me out of trouble. A very challenging task.
Oh, all hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
3 hours.
Jay Town on the line. Jay is calling into our Batman secret super line that Joey apparently did not break earlier today. Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, for Marie. How are you doing? Thank you for the bat phone number. Now I have it, and I can use it very liberally.
Well, dadgum, you sent me a warning text that that your phone was a little clicky. I'm not entirely convinced that the studio bat number is working any better than the one we're having trouble with. So here's what we're going to do. I really want to talk to you about all of the things related to Trump. I am going to call you on my cell phone real quick, and we will bring you up that way. So hold tight. And we will do that. All right. So we are still having a little bit of difficulty with our studio line, which is no good. So we're gonna try to bring him on via my phone. But first, I have to. First, I have to get that turned on. Sky Mosley, tell us a joke.
No. That's what got me kicked off of WIFI. I don't immediately go to the best jokes to tell on live radio, April Marie. So you're not going to get me with that one. But while you're attempting to patch J Town in, this is fun to watch. Anyway, you can't see this because this is radio, but. April Marie is doing her best. It looks like we'll have J-Town joining us in just seconds. Meanwhile, our Montgomery Biscuits, they are in the stretch drive seeking a playoff berth in the AA Southern League. Of course, our Montgomery Biscuits are the affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're pretty good. It's a great way to go out and see the stars of the future as they take on the Biloxi Shuckers. All this week down at beautiful, beautiful Riverwalk Stadium. There's all kinds of specials and giveaways going on all this week, and off sometimes even max fireworks after the game. It's a lot of fun for the whole family. So come on down to the friendly confines of Riverwalk Stadium. Support our boys in Butter and Blue taking on the Biloxi Shuckers all this week. That's your Biscuits news.
All right, we're going to have to call Jay back. Dadgummit. Jay, I'm going to have to call you back. Give me 1 minute. All right, I'm going to do this during a commercial break because my ability to multitask is not so great.
Okay.
Text me his number.
I'll call him, April Marie. Yeah. That may work best.
I know. That's a good idea. Okay, we can try that.
Okay.
What we're going to talk about with Jay Town is the all the stuff related to Trump and the Espionage Act. Did you know that that the Espionage Act is involved in the Trump warrant?
That's the latest they're trying to pin on him.
Caused the quite the brouhaha. And so I just sent you that number, so maybe we can try that. Oof, nothing makes you sweat when you are a radio host like technical difficulties. Can I just tell you guys that? I was all geared up for that interview. I've got all my tabs open here, and this is the joy of live radio. Every now and again, things just come apart on us. All right. This is our attempt number two at getting Jay Town on the line. Hi, Jay.
You know, really, let's just be honest. This was all just build up for the segment. So people
are
very dramatic.
Yeah.
I was very dramatic here. Okay, I feel so much better. You sound loud and clear. All right. So for those just tuning in, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. On the line, I have Jay Towne, who I wish was a more regular guest. I've got to work on that. He says I'm the only one of the reporters, radio hosts that don't call him as frequently. Jay is the VP and General Counsel at Gray Analytics in Huntsville. And tell us what you used to do.
So before that, I was the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, which is basically, if you drew a line through the southern part of Shelby County, east and west, everything north is the Northern District of Alabama. And before that, I was the violent crimes prosecutor in the Madison County DA's office. And before that, I was a judge advocate in the Marine Corps for 12 years.
All right, there you go. Well, there has been, I'm cracking up at some of your tweets. How dare you say that someone can't get their legal schooling from Top Gun? I just to be clear, I've watched that Tom Cruise clip like 5,000 times because it's a really good one.
And the clip is, it's classified when he can't tell her, you know, what he was doing with the MiG. Right, exactly. But the breathless punditry look, lots of people have gone to law school, and that's great. And they might be really good lawyers at whatever they do. But the ones that, a lot of them that they have on television, especially after Monday's search, I've had a security clearance my entire adult life. Most of them have never had a security clearance or even seen a piece of paper that had the word secret on it, much less SAP or TS, FBI. And then also, you know, they've never stood in front of a jury and had to prove a case about this type of stuff. So it's just all so easy. Oh, this is a slam dunk. Trump just needs to plead right now to a charge that he's not even been charged with and get this over with because he's been a criminal really since The Apprentice went off the air. And so that's kind of what was TV until Friday last week, in my opinion.
Well, and so there are three statutes that are named or identified in the warrant. And one of those falls under the chapter that is the Espionage Act. And that is pretty much what started this foaming at the mouth who are basically saying, that's it. He's death penalty case right now. Got a treason, espionage, treason, death.
Oh, yeah. Well, Michael Hayden, the former, I think he was the director of the CIA at one point. But he suggested that Trump was facing the death penalty. Unfortunately, they write laws down like they have to, right? That's how they become public law. And that's, so that's step one. Step two is reading them, right? So 18 U.S.C. 794 is where the treason and the espionage and the death penalty lives. The search warrant had 18 U.S.C. 793, totally different numbers, right?
Yeah. I know you said there were three and a four, totally different.
Right.
And the maximum for that is?
10 years.
10 years?
Now, it's still a serious offense. Still a serious offense. And it's, but it is not typically prosecuted in the context, at least as we know it right now, with former presidents. And so, but that breathless punditry, it really was something to watch because they just, until we saw the warrant, I had no idea. You know, they were talking about nuclear codes and, you know, was he selling them to Russia? And none of that is in here. None of that could even, you couldn't develop a fact pattern with the three statutes in the warrant that were the predication for the actual search. You couldn't develop a fact pattern where it would just be those three statutes and there was some sale going on to a foreign power of nuclear codes. But boy, they were happy to talk about it for 4 days until we actually got to see what we saw on Friday with the release of the warrant and the attachment.
Well, and so we know that there's one thing that's come out is that they took two expired passports and his diplomatic passport, and then they returned those. We saw the email where they were like, "Hey, oops." Does that? I look at that as a bad sign. that they didn't necessarily, they weren't supposed to take those. It's my understanding mm-hmm. that takes a specific warrant if you're going to see somebody's passport.
Well, it would have to be part of the criminal activity that's in the warrant, right? So the warrants have to be specific. You can't have general warrants, right? And so the whatever criminal activity they were looking for had to be alluded to in the affidavit and then in these three statutes. Hard to see how taking his passports would be evidence of any criminal activity unless he just recently took a diplomatic trip to Russia. We all missed it. You know, the Secret Service had to go along with him, so they apparently missed it too. And he met with Putin to sell him these nuclear codes. And so that was just, I mean, look, they probably got swept up in the search. There's always a taint team. When you get, you know, boxes of documents, there is going to be stuff that maybe you didn't know was attorney-client privilege because you didn't know who that Bob Smith was an attorney, right? Bob Smith gotcha. Might be a next-door neighbor for all I know. So you have a taint team come in. They look through everything. They carve out all the stuff that is, you know, tainted or privileged. They put that in different boxes and never let the actual investigators or prosecutorial team look at it. That's the rule.
And they return
and
that?
I've seen it happen, and then they return it, yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, and then they don't make copies or anything like that. So it happens all the time. Taint teams do work, and you do firewall yourself from it. You can get in a lot of trouble if you don't. Not to mention, you're going to lose the case because your evidence is going to get tossed.
Right. Well, one thing that we've seen is Donald Trump has said, release the documents that got you this warrant. And mm-hmm. so do you think they're going to do that? Justice Department doesn't want them to.
Well, sure. And I mean, look, and it's hard, you won't find a case, not recently anyway, in my memory, where the Justice Department has, at least prior to an indictment, released any of the affidavits that served or the attachments that served as the predication for the search warrant that justified the probable cause. I mean, that's very typical, and I expected that from the Justice Department. But here's the thing, April Marie. You know, it is no one's above the law. So in some ways, you do have to treat everybody the same, right? I mean, and that should be. It shouldn't be if you're wealthy or a woman or, you know, of a particular skin tone. Everybody under the law should be treated the same. So, I agree with that, and I've always operated that way in my career. But this you know, the public interest was served in according to DOJ in releasing the search warrant to the public because of the substantial national interest that there was in this case. That's what DOJ said in their motion to unseal the warrant and the receipt.
Right.
Well, that argument seems to be the same when you're talking about the affidavit as well. This isn't the same as any other case. As much as we would just like to say that's how, you know, that everybody is the same and everybody's equal footing, and that is true. And there are a lot of things in the law, like presumption of innocence, that applies to every single person. But when you search for the President of the United States' home and his personal office, it's just different. And the public interest, I mean, if DOJ has it, if they have a honest-to-God criminal charge here, and this wasn't just document collection for the National Archives, then you know, sharing that would actually calm down some of this very hateful and violent political rhetoric that we're seeing towards Justice Department, towards the FBI, towards men and women of law enforcement. And you know, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, and so I want to talk about that. We have we got to take a very quick break here. When we come back,
sure.
We'll wrap up the segment with a conversation about that, because that is something both you and I have agreed on it and kind of spotted early on, is we on the right, we back the blue. And since this raid, since this warrant was executed and they went to Mar-a-Lago, a lot of people on the right have seemed to have forgotten that. So I want to talk about your thoughts on the threats, on all that's going on there. We will be right back after this quick break. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Jay Town on the line.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Star Clinic want you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Health Star Clinic in Montgomery. Non-surgical treatments for active, pain-free life. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center from Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Star Clinic.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the last 5 years or the last 50 years. That's all of that is fair discussion. But every agency has transgressions. And so, you know, we need to build up, you know, the state police or Huntsville PD or the Madison County Sheriff's Department, but defund the FBI. No, it's chapter one in the book of bad ideas, and it's un-American. It makes us less safe. The FBI is keeping us safe right now. There are things they did last night while we were all tucked in. And we rose and slept under the blanket of the protection provided by the FBI and so many other agencies and didn't even know it because they don't come out and celebrate their wins. They don't come out and let you know when that terrorist attack was averted or that person was arrested that was about to do something dastardly. That's not something they do. They don't come out and crow step that stuff. And
right.
So this is you know, people, Republicans have to understand, conservatives have to understand that the momentum and the red wave that we've built that is going into November, if you want to tear that wall down, if you want to tear the red wave down and lose the House and or the Senate, keep going on with defund the FBI, because we will lose that talking point, and that's a big one.
Well, and you bring up such a great point there. By the way, I think we had another technical blip, but we've talked our way through it. Such a good point. The FBI and our intelligence agencies, they don't take victory laps, public victory laps. We hear it occasionally, but we don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. And these are, we saw states, calls for states to don't let feds in. DeSantis had, the messages were pouring in, we'll kick all federal law enforcement out. Well, federal law enforcement includes Customs and Border Patrol, ICE,
DEA, DHS.
Yeah.
A Secret Service, the Marshals, right? It's why it's such a terrible idea. Why would you kick them all out? So you could be less safe? I mean, they're the ones who are helping local PDs, all the tools and things that feds have. The FBI especially, but really all the agencies, some of the best men and women I've ever worked with. They're brave, they're professional. Yeah, Peter Strzok being trotted out on TV, that's to troll Trump. That's all that is. That is so that he'll take the bait and he'll only want to discuss Strzok and Lisa Page. And, you know, it's really dumb TV, because you lose the argument the minute that you have Peter Strzok saying, you know, trust everything that the FBI does. But honestly, that's what the FBI does. Chris Wray, I would consider him a friend. I don't know Merrick Garland, but if Chris looked at Director Wray looked at this search warrant and said it's got probable cause and we believe crimes are being committed right now at Mar-a-Lago, I don't think he did that to be political. I think that there's some discretion involved here. I wouldn't have done it. But that doesn't mean that Chris is un-American or a bad guy, you know, or shouldn't, he should be fired, you know, and sent to prison or killed. That's just idiotic. And I'm embarrassed that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are in the Republican Party, because they do nothing but bring our party down. They divide America. That is not what our party is about. We have better ideas. We have better solutions. And when you're just dividing people in half, you're never going to get there. And so people need to take microphones and get them away from her as soon as possible.
Well, and I tell you, it is, it's so bizarre. Because, and it happened after January 6th, too. January 6th, people tried to, say that, go after the law enforcement that were there and say, oh, they shouldn't have been keeping the Capitol closed. Law enforcement officers have a job to do. It's an important job. It's an important job, whether we like it or not. At the time that they're doing it, there's no criminal out there who actually likes law enforcement. And so if you on the right get mad because they executed this search warrant, imagine the other ones they're executing that you'd like. We can't turn on a dime like this. And that's what surprised me and discouraged me.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. And those cops at the Capitol on J6, they were taking orders. That was their place of duty that day. If you've ever taken an order in your life because you've actually held your hand up and taken an oath, then you would know that there are orders you don't really care for. You don't really want to do it. But you know what? You right face, you step off smartly, and you do it. Because that's what taking orders is. That's what a chain of command is about. And cops have one, too. And to denigrate them for it is idiotic. And most of the people, everyone who entered the Capitol that day was a criminal. So why are we on the side of criminals suddenly? Because we don't like the election result? I mean, that just can't be where we are as a party or as a people. I don't like the election result either, but I'm not going to commit a crime over it.
Well, and I think an important part of this is we follow the rule of law. And if the argument is that the rule of law is not being enforced equally across the board, which we have seen instances where it doesn't seem it is, that's a different argument, and one that, again, isn't related to the law enforcement officers themselves. It is, if there is a one-sided prosecution or worse sentencing or that sort of thing, that is a different conversation than let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater and get rid of law enforcement altogether.
Yeah, 100% agree. It's just a terrible idea. Has no place in the American lexicon at all. It got there for the worst reasons, and now it's being adopted by, you know, fringe. And it really needs just to be erased completely, from our discourse, because it's not helpful, it's hurtful, and it would make us less safe.
Well, and I'm glad that you, I take some heat sometimes for being someone who says, no, that is not representative of us as a party or us as what we believe. You can't flip on the dime like that. So I applaud you for that, for standing up to even those on our side. Yeah. who are saying the wrong thing. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call. Tell our listeners where they can find you online and get more information about you and your company.
Sure. Well, you can find me on Twitter. Give me a follow at J-Town Alabama.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in today. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, April Marie. See you later.
All right. That was Jay Town. We are going to hit a break. I understand from hand motions and text messages that we had a little bit of a technical difficulty there, but we plugged on through it, and appreciate your patience. Back in just a second.
My friend, this is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
With fall and football coming, it's time to plan ahead. Froggy Bottom Materials knows you want to get that backyard and patio ready to host those tailgates. From refreshing beds and borders with pine straw and mulch to natural stone patios with fire pits and flagstone, Froggy Bottom has it all and is ready to deliver what you need to fulfill your vision. Call 215-3704. That's 215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com. Or come see us on Highway 80 East and Pike Road.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
This is Christy Goodwin, the Area Sales and Marketing Director for the Harbor at Hickory Hill in Prattville. After our total remodel and expansion of our community, we wanted to get the word out that we had a rare availability, and we were able to do that with Blue Water Broadcasting. The process was so easy, and they have been so accommodating. Thank you so much for your help, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASC is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today, Sky Mosley.
You and me both. What a day.
Is it too early to start day drinking?
Let's not come to that now. I'm going to change. The phone lines lit up. April Marie? Well, there it went. Okay. That's a test. By the way, the number to call, the alternate number, 272-2587. 272-2587.
There you go.
I'll work out this phone problem.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, if you are looking for your afternoon pick-me-up, don't forget you can stop by there. And they've got a picture up right now. Happy Tuesday, some meal deals for the day. Dine in or carry out, half slab of the amazing St. Louis-style ribs with your choice of side for $9.50. A barbecue sandwich with the choice of side for $7.50. They look scrumptious.
Oh, yeah. And they are.
Okay, now I've got to get your take on this, okay?
Okay, let it rip.
So, looking for a snack that's off the beaten path, they have options. Spice, now these are in their Sweet Creek gourmet jars. Spicy pickled garlic?
Sure, all day long.
Candied jalapenos?
You bet.
Sweet and spicy okra?
Yeah, absolutely.
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 That.
Yeah. Go for it. There's very little that I won't try, and that's beets and radishes. That's it.
I'm going to have to get some of that when I go next week for our party.
What was the first one? The garlic.
It was pickled spicy pickled garlic.
Oh yeah, count me in.
Okay, hold on. Sweet and spicy okra. I'm going to have to try that. Hatch baby corn. And it looks like there's baby corns pickled with some peppers and some other stuff. I can't tell what it
Big
is.
Big fan of all that. You bet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Pickled things besides pickled pickles? I don't know how I feel about that. Are you one of those people that would eat pickled eggs, too?
I've been known to back when I used to hang out at places that sold them. I would
kombucha?
Do that on a dare. Sure.
Do you drink kombucha?
What is that? Coffee flavored liqueur?
No.
That's Sambuca.
That's Kahlua or something. No, yeah. this is like they've got it in the fridge there. They've got ginger, elderberry, this always fresh blueberry, and it's like a kind of tea beverage thing. I don't.
Sure. You could spend all afternoon at Sweet Creek trying to find something I don't like.
Literally. So I once Googled kombucha, and now it's ruined for me forever. Are you ready?
I don't know if I want to know this, April Marie. But tell
maybe
me anyway.
No. Maybe you should try it, and then I'll tell you what's in it.
Okay.
It's kind of like the bills that the Tupperware hats pass. We got to pass it.
Find out what's in it.
And then find out what's in it.
That's all
okay,
good
I've changed my mind. I'm definitely not telling you what's in kombucha. Okay. So stop by Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get yourself any of those delicious food choices. Or a cup of coffee at the wrist, an ice cream cone. Take your kids out there and hear how the new school year is treating them. It's a great time. Get yourself a dessert, whether it is the cookies the size of your head or the cakes. We love ourselves in Sweet Creek Farm Market. Our party will be a week from tonight. It is Tuesday, August 23rd at 6 p.m. Confirmed, we've got of course, our hosts, Representative Reed Ingram. We've got Representative Charlotte Meadows. We have Cam Ward, the Director of Pardons and Paroles, dropping by. We have Steve Flowers, Secretary of State John Merrill. I believe there's a handful of other, Sky Mosley, of course, will be on deck.
I'll and be there.
So, yeah. So check it out.
I intend to wear it, too. Again, I apologize. People are trying to call the regular phone number, and it's ringing through and lasts about 12 seconds. Drops them. It's not me.
I apologize. Sky Mosley, yeah. Are you just in a bad mood and you're just hanging up on people today?
I'm getting in a bad mood, but it's got nothing to do with it's not me hanging up on people. But
it's been
a frustrating afternoon.
All right. Well, we'll get it all the kinks worked out. I tell you.
Sure.
All right.
Won't be today.
It's okay. Yeah,
it keeps you young, doesn't it?
It keeps us on our feet. All right. So I mentioned the gentleman, using the term loosely, who did sorority rush at the University of Alabama. So for the PERC listener who sent me the message saying we were offline, thank you for that, because that alerted me to alert Sky and get us back online. But but I had mentioned yesterday that an individual went through. First off, can I just tell you, sorority at Rush, University of Alabama, I learned a couple of things this year. One is that people who are out of state watch this. There's like videos posted. There's a whole movement around people around the nation watching University of Alabama sorority rush. I didn't know that was a thing. So apparently it is.
Okay.
Two, this year there were, and the university has found out, has confirmed it, there was an undercover videographer from, I believe it was Vice, who recorded parts of Rush to do a documentary on how basically degrading and humiliating and blah, 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 sexist it is.
Sure.
So that has been widely condemned, and we have not seen any of the footage yet, but we know it exists. So taking the fun out of everything.
All traditions are evil and racist, right?
Got it. Sexist.
Mean.
Sexist. Yes. Mean.
All
racist.
All bigots. Isms.
So there was a video of an individual, a young man, very clearly a young man, who decided to participate in sorority rush, did not get accepted, no duh, and this is the letter he publicly put out.
All right.
Hi, everyone. It's Grant. First and foremost, I want to thank my family, friends, everyone who came along with me on this journey. Do you like my voice, by the way?
I think you're doing wonderfully. Yes.
From the thousands of messages to meeting the funniest people, I had the best time. Unfortunately, this chapter is closed. This recruitment journey is over for me. Being dropped from my last house this morning during primary recruitment at the University of Alabama doesn't come as a surprise, considering that out of almost 20 chapters, I was dropped by every single one of them except two before day one. Gamma Phi Beta and Kappa Alpha Theta both allowed him to participate for one day.
Good for them.
I am hopeful of a future where everyone is welcomed for just being themselves everywhere. If you are going through a hard time today, remember that life is too short to ponder on the things lost. Choose happiness and always look for the positive things throughout life. Move on. Oh my gosh, I could keep reading, but I'll puke.
Where's Grant from?
I don't know where.
We're
going
to have to find. I've got to know. Sounds like he's got a little Valley Girl. SoCal.
I can't with Grant. I really can't.
I just got to know. I'll look it up.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Did I send you the video?
You sent a lot of videos, April Marie, but I don't believe that was in either batch today.
I may have to send you. By the way, I learned. Gosh, it's been a little while, that doing voices is racist and sexist and all that.
That's it.
I know.
I give up.
Well, it turned out it came to light when apparently white people are not allowed to do a black person voice.
Okay.
And so that was how I learned it was racist, because. I was informed of that.
We need Richard Pryor, you know.
That's why. Well, back before we knew what an absolute... Back before we knew what a monster Bill Cosby was.
Yeah.
And it turned out, talk about a absolute freaking decades-long monster. He used to speak truth to the absurdity of all this.
He had a little cartoon animated show. It's called Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that would be allowed today.
No way. You could get
that. That would be stereotyping, and that would be this, that, and the other. And
Can't have that. Well, he also taught important ethical and moral lessons on the show as well, and can't have that either. My sister.
No. All right, we're gonna hit a quick break here. When we come back, we have a litany of things to discuss and a couple more clips. You are listening to a recently tongue-tied April Marie. Back in a second.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. And did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed? Like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, winded dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you. Or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did I tell you that in a sneaky move, Republicans renamed the Inflation Reduction Act?
Oh, good. Because it certainly doesn't fit what's in the bill. What did they rename it?
It is now
with an F?
It is the Climate Tax and Healthcare Bill.
Okay. That's much more truth in that.
And so it was a very last minute.
That's official?
I'm trying to look for my friend Phil Kirpin sent a message about it that the Republicans managed to rename it before they sent it to Biden.
Oh, way to go. All right.
I know, right?
They got a little guts, just enough, maybe.
They stripped the title out of it.
All right.
The American people weren't being lied to.
There you go.
At least this one time.
I love it. It's about time.
At least this one time they got away with taking the name of it out.
Good job.
All right. I'm trying to look at they did indeed rename it. And at some point I'm going to find the new name. It's being signed today, whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah,
also happening today, two elections. Are you ready?
Not one, two.
Two elections.
We got one in
Wyoming.
Yes.
In Wyoming, Liz Cheney is about to be defeated.
All right.
Boo, whoop, whoop.
How about that? There's hope.
And then in Alaska, we're going to see if Sarah Palin can make a comeback.
So I do miss her. She's awesome. Come on.
It'd be pretty fantastic. I'm not going to lie. I think I would welcome Sarah Palin coming back.
It's a good song.
It would be fantastic. It would be absolutely fantastic. Well, so we'll keep an eye on those two elections. I tell you what. I came in, I was ready to go today, and then all sorts of weird things happened.
All sorts is putting it mildly.
All right. A couple of headlines. Decatur man who was released on a bond in May 20th. He was Raymond Matthew McKinney, previously arrested for sexually assaulting a child under the age of 12, had a $10,000 bond set for his release. Despite this, he was released on May 20th with a bond of zero. He then reoffended against a minor and was arrested again August 4th.
Hey, y'all, it's Greg.
Sorry.
They set the bond this time at $90,000. And I just want to say, if you are letting someone accused of sexually assaulting a child under the age of 12 out just on an ROR, you probably don't need to be in that position.
I think not.
What the crap is wrong with people? ROR released on their own cognizance, released on their, but just signing their name away. Makes me very aggravated. Okay, do you want to watch this video? I'm a little worried about that your take on it. But go ahead. You can release this. This
is Grant. Okay.
This is Grant.
Hey, y'all, it's Grant. Today is day 5 of Alabama Rush, and it is the first day of Sisterhood Around. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. So I'm going to give you guys an OOTD. And, yeah, so my shirt is, my dress is from Hello Molly. Thank you so much, Hello Molly.
We can stop.
Love
there.
You. My.
Yeah, that was plenty right there. Thanks a lot, April Marie.
Okay, what I am a little worried about is that dude has better legs than me.
My eyes.
Few things have motivated me to get back on the treadmill or the bike like this video.
Well, they're probably smoother. Just guessing, but and also you did a spot on imitation of Grant. Well done. Nailed it.
So he goes on to talk about his outfit of the day. And his outfit of the day is spectacularly just ridiculous. Everything about this situation is ridiculous. You had to see it to believe it, didn't you?
I still can't believe it, but I know it's true. I know it's true. Sad day.
What the crap is happening? All right.
It is my mission to discover where Grant is from. I have to know for some reason. Just have to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I can't explain it. I'm compelled.
To know where Grant is from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I am compelled to never see that individual again in life.
Yeah. That'll last you a lifetime right there.
What the crap? All right. Carrying on. There is a push for now of course it's being done by a Democrat, in which case it's not likely to happen, but there is a push to pause the state grocery tax with the House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels out of Huntsville saying there should be a holiday. I am all for getting rid of the grocery tax.
Absolutely. Who's against it? Politicians.
Can we? Yeah. Yes, because then they'd have to make up for the money. So I'm just shaking my head at this one. But there's that. I have no idea what you just texted me, but that's okay. You can talk to me in gibberish.
I was letting you know what happened. The delay. The red button.
Yes.
It failed and knocked us out. But Craig, the mighty Craig. See? Knew right away what the problem was.
I'm gonna get that button.
He deserves a hotkey.
I know. Well, nobody else gives Craig the credit he deserves. All right. I have a whole list of things here, but before I get to that, to wrap up the show in the last 4 minutes, I do want to remind you one last time about Dylan Rings. Our good friends over there, Josh and Leslie, go check them out. They buy gold. They will buy your unworn jewelry. They'll trade it in. You can use it for a credit. You can take something you don't wear anymore and have them buy it from you and use that towards something you either will wear or a gift for someone you love.
They'll take it apart for you and you can reuse the stones in something new.
There's a lot you can do there. So do check that out. By the way, do you want to know what just got me distracted? And I apologize wholeheartedly.
School's out. Kids are home. I know.
School? No. The school sent a video of the children dancing in the quad this morning, and it came up like right then. So I got distracted. Okay. My apologies to the world. Go check out our friends at Dillon Rings, 119 Brown Springs, just off Atlanta Highway. They can help you with that old jewelry. They can help you if you have a piece that needs to be fixed. So if you have a ring, ladies, that is too tight, doesn't fit, needs to be sized, maybe you got something passed down to you and it's too big, let Josh resize it, help you resize it. If there is a man in your life and he needs a wedding band or a watch or a gift, they can help you with that too. So often we think jewelry and we think women, but they've got things for the men there too. Something at every price point, because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. Check them out. You will be incredibly glad you did. All right, Sky Mosley. We're going to do this again tomorrow, and we're gonna do it without all the hiccups.
Well, we can hope. We can aspire to that tomorrow. I have no idea about the phone lines. Hopefully, they will be at least improved tomorrow. But you might want to check down this number for the upcoming Greg Bedell show, 272-2587. That's your listener call-in number for this afternoon, at least.
By the way, a listener went ahead and looked it up for you, and it says that Grant is from Tuscaloosa.
Oh, man. I wasn't even close.
Where were you? Oh, you can
see. I was going with
a
Central California, Southern Cal Valley situation there, but man, he lost his accent. Is it that?
No.
We're not playing that game, right?
I try. Gosh, I do. And I put a lot of effort into it. And then I talked to someone who was like, who convinced me that that sometimes in the context of, that it should depend on the context of the conversation. And so if we're talking about a man in a lady's locker room, we need to call him. If we are talking about a young man trying to get into a sorority, we should go ahead and acknowledge it for what it is. And maybe there's a time and a place when we're speaking of an individual, or speaking to an individual, but for the love of all that's freaking holy.
Testify.
This is just not okay.
It's not okay.
To the listener who just sent me Grant's Facebook page, you are in so much trouble. And I really do hope that you come to our party so that I can kick you in the shin.
You can't unsee it, can you?
Because I can't unsee that.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for not sending that to me. By the way, I saw plenty in the video.
Oh, no, you have not.
Really?
This is coming to
that
you
bad?
Right now.
Oh, come on. I've had a rough day.
All right. Well, we are going to turn it over to Greg Budell and the lovely Rosie.
And wish them better luck.
And then tomorrow, I have the things I did not get to today, which was actually a long list.
Yeah. Okay. You don't need to send any new clips tomorrow. You can consolidate the clips from today that we didn't get to. We did have some leftovers.
We do have a few leftovers, so we'll get to that, and we'll get to the things. The other thing, there's just like a whole bunch of news I didn't get to, and I looked up the crime stats, so we'll get to that, and it's a whole thing.
See you Wednesday.
Until tomorrow, you guys stay out of trouble. Have a great afternoon, and don't turn that dial.